2 Kings, chapter 4. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets to Elisha, saying, Your slave my husband is dead, and you know that your slave did fear Yahweh, and the creditor has come to take to him my two children to be slaves. And Elisha said to her, What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, Your slave doesn't have anything in the house, but a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow for yourself vessels abroad of all your neighbors, even empty vessels, don't borrow a few. And you will go in, and shut the door on you and on your sons, and pour out into all those vessels, and you will set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door on her and on her sons, they brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, Bring me another vessel. And he said to her, There is not another vessel. And the oil stopped. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay your debt, and you and your sons live from the rest. And it fell on a day, that Elisha passed to Shunem, where there was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was, that as often as he passed by, he turned in there to eat bread. And she said to her husband, Look now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God, who passes by us continually. Let us make, I pray you, a little chamber on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a seat, and a lampstand, and it will be, when he comes to us, that he will turn in there. And it fell on a day, that he came there, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi his attendant, Call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to him, Say now to her, Look, you have been careful for us with all this care, what is to be done for you? Would you be spoken for to the king, or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. And he said, What then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, Truly she has no son, and her husband is old. And he said, Call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, At this season, when the time comes round, you will embrace a son. And she said, No, my lord, you man of God, do not lie to your slave. And the woman became pregnant, and gave birth to a son at that season, when the time came round, as Elisha had said to her. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day, that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said to his father, My head, my head. And he said to his attendant, Carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him, and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees until noon, and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, and shut the door on him, and went out. And she called to her husband, and said, Send me, I pray you, one of the attendants, and one of the donkeys, that I may run to the man of God, and come again. And he said, Why will you go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, It will be well. Then she saddled a donkey, and said to her attendant, Drive, and go forward, don't slow down the riding for me, except I bid you. So she went, and came to the man of God to Mount Carmel, and it came to pass, when the man of God saw her far off, that he said to Gehazi his attendant, Look, yonder is the Shunammite. Run, I pray you, now to meet her, and say to her, Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, It is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught hold of his feet. And Gehazi came near to thrust her away, but the man of God said, Leave her alone, for her soul is vexed inside her, and Yahweh has hid it from me, and has not told me. Then she said, Did I desire a son of my lord? Did I not say, Don't deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, Gird up your loins, and take my staff in your hand, and go your way, if you meet any man, don't greet him, and if any greets you, don't answer him again, and lay my staff on the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, As Yahweh lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. And he arose, and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them, and laid the staff on the face of the child, but there was neither voice, nor hearing. Therefore he returned to meet him, and told him, saying, The child did not awaken. And when Elisha came into the house, look, the child was dead, and laid on his bed. He went in therefore, and shut the door on both of them, and prayed to Yahweh. And he went up, and lay on the child, and put his mouth on his mouth, and his eyes on his eyes, and his hands on his hands, and he stretched himself on him, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned, and walked in the house once to and fro, and went up, and stretched himself on him, and the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi, and said, Call this Shunammite. So he called her. And when she came in to him, he said, Take up your son. Then she went in, and fell at his feet, and bowed herself to the ground, and she took up her son, and went out. And Elisha came again to Gilgal. And there was a famine in the land, and the sons of the prophets were sitting before him, and he said to his attendant, "Set on the great pot, and boil pottage for the sons of the prophets." And one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered of it wild gourds his lap full, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they did not know them. So they poured out for the men to eat. And it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out, and said, "O man of God, there is death in the pot." And they could not eat of it. But he said, "Then bring meal." And he cast it into the pot, and he said, "Pour out for the people, that they may eat." And there was no harm in the pot. And there came a man from Baal Shalisha, and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and fresh ears of grain in his sack. And he said, "Give to the people, that they may eat." And his minister said, "What, should I set this before 100 men? But he said, "Give the people, that they may eat, for thus says Yahweh, they will eat, and will have some left." So he set it before them, and they ate, and had some left, according to the word of Yahweh.